Today is Wednesday, May 29th. What to know about a record-breaking 2 weeks of tornadoes, a Supreme Court ruling about abortion, and the diabetes data that has even some doctors stumped. Plus, a billionaire's major pledge, the type of cannabis allowed on planes. And yes, Apple is coming out with a new iPod. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Uncharted territory. That's where forecasters are saying this tornado season is headed. And already, the New York Times reports there have been a record-breaking 12 straight days with at least 8 tornado reports in the U.S. each day. The latest, the AP reports tornadoes hit parts of Pennsylvania and outside Kansas City last night, damaging homes and power lines and injuring at least a dozen people. The National Weather Service also put out a tornado warning in parts of New York City and northern New Jersey. And less than 24 hours earlier, a swarm of tornadoes hit Indiana and Ohio, taking out homes, killing one person, and injuring more than 100 people. AccuWeather says there's more in store for the central U.S. today. Kansas, Missouri, and Illinois are all still at risk. This is part of a much bigger picture. Over the past month, there have been 500 reports of tornadoes across the U.S. Experts say that's a lot more than usual, and things don't seem to be slowing down. On top of that, the Mississippi River is flooding because of record-breaking rain. USA Today says 8 states are now seeing flooding along the river. In fact, flooding on the Mississippi hasn't lasted this long since the Great Flood of 1927. A few things to know today involving abortion laws. First, the U.S. Supreme Court just issued a new ruling that the Washington Post calls a bit of a compromise. At issue was Indiana's abortion law. Lower courts have struck it all down, but now the Supreme Court is allowing part of it. The justices decided to allow the part that says fetal remains after an abortion must be buried or cremated. But the court said no to another part of the law that, if allowed, would have banned abortions that were based on the fetus's gender, race, or possible disability. This case out of Indiana was watched very closely. It's the first abortion case taken up by this group of justices, which many see as more conservative. But it certainly will not be the last. Several states have recently passed abortion bans that are all expected to be challenged in court. In fact, one of those states was Missouri. And that brings us to the second thing to know today about this. Missouri could become the first state in the U.S. without an abortion clinic at all. The last clinic there is expected to close as soon as this week. CBS News reports it's a Planned Parenthood clinic. The organization says Missouri is refusing to renew its license and is now suing the state. State officials aren't saying much at this point, just that the license is still under review. If this doesn't get sorted out by Friday, the state won't have any clinics for the first time in decades. And one last thing of note on this issue. Georgia is also one of the states that recently passed a more restrictive abortion law. And now Netflix is the first Hollywood studio to speak out against that law. Variety reports that's significant because Georgia has a big number of Hollywood movies and TV shows filmed there because of tax incentives. Well, now Netflix says it'll rethink its business in the state, saying the law will hurt the rights of women working on its productions. Critics say it means people in Georgia, including those women, will just lose their jobs. The number of new diabetes cases is going down, even while obesity rates keep going up, and health officials don't know why. It doesn't make immediate sense because the most common form of diabetes has been tied to obesity. But now, new federal data shows the number of new diabetes cases in U.S. adults has been falling for about a decade. The report says cases dropped 35% in that time, and it marks the longest decline since the government started tracking it 40 years ago. The AP reports even though researchers aren't sure why, there are a couple of possibilities. For one, it could be, at least in part, that doctors are urging patients to make healthier choices before they become diabetic. Well, doctors can now diagnose someone with burnout and with gaming disorder. The World Health Organization now recognizes those both as actual medical conditions. Court says if you feel deep long-term stress because of your job, you could be diagnosed as burned out. Although for now, it only applies to jobs and not other areas of life. As for gaming disorder, CBS News says that's considered a type of addiction to video games. People who simply game too much will not be diagnosed with this. It's only considered a disorder or addiction if it interferes with daily life for months at a time. Experts say about 75 million people likely have a gaming disorder. TSA just updated its medical marijuana guidelines, saying you can now bring some forms of cannabis on planes. The new guidelines point to any FDA-approved marijuana medications and some types of CBD that come from hemp. Remember, CBD is a compound found in cannabis, but it doesn't get you high. TSA says the updated policy is based on the FDA approving a children's epilepsy drug that has CBD oil in it. So the agency wanted to let families know it's allowed. It's the first time TSA has given the green light to bring any CBD on board. To be clear, it's not a free pass to bring marijuana on your flights. Approved items still cannot have THC, which is the chemical in marijuana that gets you high. And TSA is quick to point out marijuana and certain cannabis products are still illegal under federal law. All right, we have more news for you ahead, but first, a quick break to thank this week's sponsor, Audible. If you haven't tried Audible yet, you definitely should. It's such a great way to listen to the information and the stories that make us all smarter, well-rounded, and just overall better people. And you can listen while on the go in Audible's convenient app. I love Audible's options of books to listen to about business, self-improvement, there's memoirs, and so much more. The latest I just started, the New York Times bestseller, Atomic Habits. I'm so excited to learn how to make small changes and see big results when it comes to my daily habits. And I love listening while I do other things in my day. It's so convenient and productive. And keep in mind, once you get a book on Audible, you own it forever. And you can give it a try for free. Start listening with a 30-day Audible trial, and your first audiobook plus two Audible originals are all free. Just visit audible.com/newsworthy or text newsworthy to 500-500. That's audible.com/newsworthy, AUDIBLE, audible.com/newsworthy, or text newsworthy to 500-500. Members now get more than ever before. Now back to the news. Well, Sports Illustrated was just sold in what's being called an unusual deal. Authentic Brands, a licensing company, bought Sports Illustrated for $110 million. The company owns the brands of celebrities like Elvis and clothing store Juicy Couture. The New York Times says the odd thing is Authentic Brands didn't buy the magazine itself. It bought the brand, or the intellectual property, which covers 2 million of the magazine's pictures, as well as its swimsuit and sports person of the year brands. And of course, it now owns the name itself. Under the deal, Sports Illustrated will still be published and operated by the former owner, Meredith Corporation, but Meredith will have to pay a licensing fee to the new owner for at least 2 years. That suggests the Sports Illustrated brand is much more valuable than the magazine itself. Mackenzie Bezos says she plans to give at least half of her fortune to charity. She was married to Amazon's founder and the world's richest man, Jeff Bezos, but they split last month. After the divorce, Mackenzie became one of the richest people in the world. She's now worth about $35 billion. Mackenzie says she has a disproportionate amount of money to share, and because of that, ABC News reports, she signed the Giving Pledge. That encourages the world's richest people to give money to charity. The pledge was created by billionaires Warren Buffett and Bill and Melinda Gates. Jeff Bezos hasn't signed the pledge himself, but says he supports his ex and is proud of her for her decision. It's been years since Apple made a new iPod, but the day has finally come. The Verge says Apple is working on a new iPod Touch. It will have the same processors found in the iPhone 7, including more storage, but otherwise it should look pretty similar to the sixth generation iPod that came out in 2015. Business Insider says the iPod Touch will cost between $200 and $400, depending on storage space. You can buy it now on Apple's website. Oops, Amazon got a little ahead of itself. It sold a new Motorola phone that's not technically even for sale yet. Actually, the new phone hasn't even been formally announced. We're talking about Motorola's upcoming Moto Z4. Amazon listed the Amazon-exclusive model online a little too soon, and some guy was actually able to order it. He even posted a video of himself unboxing it on YouTube. The Z4 is rumored to have an HD display with a faster processor and more storage. It's also supposed to be able to run on the 5G network. The Amazon leak could mean the phone is actually coming out soon, so stay tuned. All right, that's it for today. You are ready to go. If you want to read more about any of the stories we talked about, just go to the homepage of thenewsworthy.com, click episodes, and look for today's date. You'll always find the story sources and links right there. Thank you so much for listening today. And The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. So I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.